Washington, this is VOA News. Israel moves reinforcements to the Gaza border. Ukraine president offers another ceasefire plan. I'm Ray Kugel reporting from Washington. The Israeli army is moving troop reinforcements toward the border with Gaza following an increase in rocket fire from the Palestinian territory. Israeli jets struck targets in Gaza Thursday, while militants continued sending rockets into southern Israel. Israeli officials say the strikes came in response to more than 30 rockets fired at Israel since Wednesday. No injuries are reported in Israel, but Palestinian officials say 10 civilians on their side were wounded. The violence comes amid mounting tension over the killing of an Arab teenager in East Jerusalem and a suspected revenge killing for the murder of three Israeli teens. Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu tried to calm the situation Thursday, saying he unequivocally condemned the killing of the Palestinian teenager. Saudi Arabia is reportedly amassing 30,000 troops along its border with Iraq. It comes amid growing fears that Sunni militants are planning to advance on the kingdom. Philip Walter Wellman reports.
According to the Saudi-owned Al Arabiya news channel, the soldiers were deployed after Iraqi government forces abandoned their posts in the border region. The channel said it acquired video showing up to 2,500 soldiers retreating, but a top Iraqi military spokesman described the claim as false news. 4 days ago, the militant group, the Islamic State of the Iraq and the Levant, declared its own caliphate in territory it seized in Syria and Iraq, renaming it the Islamic State. Saudi Arabia shares an 800-kilometer border with Iraq, nearly half of which is adjacent to land controlled by the militant group. Philip Walter Wellman for VOA News, Dubai.
The president of Iraq's autonomous Kurdish region is asking his parliament to prepare for a referendum on independence. Masoud Barzani told the region's legislature in a speech Thursday that it is time to decide about our self-determination. Mr. Barzani asked lawmakers to put together a committee that would organize a referendum and pick a date for the vote. Ukrainian President Petro Poroshenko says he is ready to resume a ceasefire in his military campaign against pro-Russian separatists if certain conditions are met. President Poroshenko discussed the situation in eastern Ukraine during a phone call with U.S. Vice President Joe Biden. Mr. Poroshenko told Mr. Biden he's ready to return to a ceasefire as soon as it can be confirmed that both sides are observing it, on condition that all hostages are released and control over the Ukrainian-Russian border being established, with monitoring by the Organization for Security and Cooperation in Europe. A scandal surrounding France's former leader is turning sharply partisan, with ex-President Nicolas Sarkozy describing corruption and influence-peddling allegations as politically motivated. Lisa Bryant has details in Paris.
Former French President Nicolas Sarkozy has counterattacked just hours after a formal investigation was launched against him. On primetime television Wednesday, he reaffirmed his innocence and denounced as grotesque claims he had engaged in unlawful behavior.
Est il normal que je sois placé en garde à vue pendant 15 heures?
Describing the 15 hours he spent this week in police detention, Mr. Sarkozy implied a campaign was underway to humiliate him. He questioned why magistrates investigating the case could not have simply summoned him to answer their questions. Lisa Bryant for VOA News, Paris.
Four people have been arrested in connection with deadly sectarian clashes in Myanmar's second-largest city of Mandalay. Violence began on Tuesday after a Buddhist mob attacked a tea shop because of rumors its Muslim owner had raped a Buddhist woman. Two men were killed, triggering a citywide curfew until 5 a.m. Friday. China and South Korea have agreed to expand economic ties and reaffirm their commitment to a denuclearized Korean peninsula as Chinese President Xi Jinping began a state visit Thursday to Seoul. During a joint news briefing with Mr. Xi, South Korea's President Park Geun-hye said Seoul and Beijing will work to complete a free trade agreement by the end of the year. Hurricane warnings are up for most of the North Carolina coast here in the United States as Hurricane Arthur threatens to ruin July 4th holiday plans for millions. Forecasters expect Arthur to strengthen into a Category 2 storm with winds of 154 kilometers per hour when it hits land in a few hours or on early Friday. Along with hurricane winds, there are evacuations. I'm Ray Kugel in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.